What's the season been like for you so far?
I feel the season is going pretty well for us. We just, you know, focus on getting better, having a good practice today, getting better day by day, and making sure we finish games.
What's it felt like so far for you through two games to get the ball as much as you have?
It felt pretty good. It's kind of one of the reasons I came here, the opportunity to play early here in the SEC, and I feel like it's going well so far.
Eric, you've been a couple steps away from some big-time runs. Can you kind of feel it kind of coming?
I definitely can feel it. It kind of feels like high school again, trying to break those long runs, and I'm just waiting for one to pop.
You've made quite a splash here. Did you expect to do that so early in your career?
I feel coming into college, I felt very confident, not being able to go through the spring. So this summer I worked hard to be able to go out there and play as well as I have.
Eric, talk about that 1-2 combination of you and Ty and how that's rolling right now.
I feel like it's like thunder and lightning. It feels great to be out there. Ty's a great mentor. He's helping me day to day on different things of me improving on pass protection and different things like that. So I think it's going well.
Is pass protection the area that you think you've made the most progress since you got on campus?
I feel like pass protection, learning to read coverages, those different things have definitely helped me while I've been here.
Coaches talk about your maturity. Where do you think that comes from?
I would say probably my high school coaches, just teaching me a lot, teaching me about the college game at a young age.
Your first carry against Georgia State, you went up the middle and made a couple guys miss. What did that feel like on your first carry?
It felt great. Actually, on the bus to Georgia State, I was thinking about it, and I was like, I'm actually about to play college football. Like, I grew up watching college football. I'm actually about to play. And actually to go out there and do that felt amazing.
Actually, from your vantage point as a freshman, how does Jim Chaney strike you as a coach?
Oh, Jim, he demands excellence. He demands you execute. He's a great coach. I feel like as a freshman, he's taught me so much since I've been here in January. He's been here a long time, been here around 30. He's been in the game around 30 years, so he knows what he's doing, and just trusting him has gotten me a long way.
Eric, you sat back and watched last year. The protection wasn't always there from the offensive line. The holes weren't always there. The two games, all that seems to be cleaned up some. Where have you seen that group kind of grow?
You've definitely seen the O-line grow basically because of the freshmen that we got in with Darnell and Wanye. But you've all seen the leaders like Trey and Marcus Tatum. And you've seen Brandon Kennedy come back. And he's really helping that offensive line. And I think they've made great strides to where we are in two games deep.
Has there been a moment – early on in college, we were like, oh, wait a minute, this is college, this isn't high school anymore?
I would definitely say probably in practice in fall camp, where I realized that this was no longer high school, and going against those linebackers, that this was actually college now.
Eric, as a freshman, how difficult, if at all, has it been to try to leave out the criticism, you know, keep the noise away? How tough has that been for you, if at all?
Well, personally, I try not to look at social media, try not to look at, because everyone's opinionated, but the team, we're just focused on blocking out the noise and doing what we can do to get better.
How much different did your second game feel compared to your first?
My second game, I felt more comfortable under the lights. I felt good. Just felt more comfortable. I feel like we felt more comfortable as a team. You can see the difference between Georgia State and BYU, and I feel like we came out and played better.
Coach Brewer has talked about how, you know, he may need a bigger back to get some of those short yardage conversions. Do you feel like you guys can still convert it with you guys without a big back?
I definitely feel like that. I feel like I'm a three-down back, all-down back, that I can get those short yardage.
What's maybe the key in those scenarios? Anything you've identified maybe to do an even better in those short yardage situations?
For me, I feel like just identifying the fronts, letting the O-line know they're going to get in that bare front. So just identifying the fronts and just punching the hole in the defense.
Eric, you're not accustomed to losing. So just kind of how has his start been? Obviously, you're trying to look at things from the bigger perspective that we're growing, we're learning. But how has his start been for you to try to deal with?
Oh, it's definitely been a learning curve. But we're still just trying to grow as a team, trying to get better individually, trying to get better as a collectively. And I think we're making great strides.
Is that the coach's message to you all, that, like, we're looking at the big picture, we're going through this, but we're going to be better in the end?
That's the message for everyone. Everyone's saying that we're going to be better. You can feel it in the atmosphere that we're on the verge of being something special.
Have y'all been able to take a pretty good attitude to the field every day, even after a couple losses? Has that been an issue at all?
I don't feel like it has. I feel like everyone has had great energy. Even yesterday, going through a correction period, I feel like everyone's having a great energy. People are still believing because everyone knows that we're, like I said, on the verge of being something special.
How tough is it to find that line between, you know, obviously, you know, y'all don't want to lose. No one goes anywhere to lose, but that you still have to kind of come out with a good attitude. How do you take losing seriously, but not so seriously that it gets you down?
I say we just look at it. We just look at it as it's a learning curve, and collectively we just have to get better. We have to finish games. We have to execute. We have to listen to our coaches, and we just have to go out there and finish and play 60 minutes. We're not playing 40. We're playing a whole 60 minutes.
What's the area maybe you feel like you can and need to improve going forward the rest of the season?
For me, I feel like definitely reading coverages, reading defenses better, and definitely in pass protection.
Comfortable do you feel when you're split out wide or in the slot in those wide receiver scenarios?
I have practiced that a lot. Did some of it in high school, practiced a lot when I got here, so I feel pretty comfortable out there.
You described you and Ty as Thunder and Lightning. You guys are both kind of smaller guys, so who's the Thunder there? should it be more like Lightning and Heat Lightning?
Maybe so. I like that. I'll say Lightning and Heat Lightning. I'll go with that.
How does Henry compare to other linebackers you've faced? Assuming you went up against him in fall camps.
Oh yeah, for sure. Henry's a great, powerful guy. Going up against him, you got to be ready. You got to be ready because he's coming. But I think all of us freshmen have coming in and making a great impact and helping to make this team come something special.
Would you rather try to run over somebody or try to spin or get out of a juke out of a tackle?
Would
you rather
spin and juke out of it for sure?
Why's that?
More yardage. I feel like if you run over somebody, you're just going to fall right there with them. If you juke and spin out of it, you get more yards.
Did you guys expect so many freshmen would play pretty quickly?
I think we did. I think that's, again, like why kind of us freshmen decided to come here to this team, to be able to play early, to be able to be a part of something that's going to be special.
When you see Jared's shoe come off and you look up and you see Brian running in the game, how did you experience that? I mean, were you surprised? Were you excited? I mean, because that is one of your classmates.
Yeah, that's our freshman mentality. That's actually my roommate. So for him to run out there on the field, I'm like, yes, Brian's getting in. We're fixing to do it. So it was happy for me.